How to be an optimist and a realist at the same time? Answer: hope for the best but expect the worst. Expect the worst and you'll never be disappointed. It's not pessimism though, because it isn't defeatist. You do what you can for the best result, but you retain a deep cynicism. Compared with most, I'm very calm and patient in general. How does someone keep a level head when all around them are idiot humans? And all around them are losing their heads. By being cynical, or should I say, with optimistic cynicism, I recommend it to you all, and it should be easy to see how this fits in with being a nihilist. The instinct of the nihilist is to be a cynic, and vice versa. We look at humanity and we think, yeah, nature is perfect, only humanity is flawed. And how? In fact, this observation has been given a name. Fowler's note: the only imperfect thing in nature is the human race. Wise words indeed. I have a little book compiling some of these often amusing, cynical observations, and I will be delving into it in the course of this show. Should be fun.
Happy in the haze of a drunken hour, but heaven knows I'm miserable now. I was looking for a job and then I found a job, and heaven knows I'm miserable now. In my life, why do I give valuable time to people who don't care if I of me at the end of the day, Caligula would have blushed. Oh, you've been in the house too long, she said, and I naturally fled. In my life, why do I smile at people who I'd much rather kick in the happy in the haze of a drunken hour, but heaven knows I'm miserable now. Oh, you've been in the house too long, she said, and I naturally fled. In my life, oh, why do I give valuable time to people who don't care if I
birds are prey. They've been circling all day. It's always the same. A storm in the smoke. I am a shade in the night. With dragons in every hand, I'm fading through the light. From nothing I came before to nothing I go. I heard the blue wise man said, from presence to silence we
Dawkins has a two-part programme on TV currently, The Enemies of Reason. Also, he has a book recently, another one of his bestsellers, The God Delusion. Dawkins really has too much faith in humanity. First law of debate, never argue with a fool. People might not know the difference. Mind you, Dawkins's attempts to make sensible people aware of the fact that a proliferation of irrational, superstitious fanatics and sheeple seriously threatens science, civilization, and ultimately humankind is really a worthwhile ambition. He just shouldn't expect the superstitious types to listen and become converted to his embrace of reality. Dawkins looked frustrated and aggressive while talking to a smug astrologist who shrugged off his pointed questions with the confidence of a man who has no shame making a living from the exploitation of the gullible. You can rely on humans to make the wrong decisions. Civilizations have crumbled time and again because of human incompetence, and no lessons have yet been learned. Even many who know this full well often live their lives putting off the moment of decisive action to prevent the inevitable collapse until it's too late. Parkinson's law of delay. Delay is the deadliest form of denial. Murphy's law states that if anything can go wrong, it will. And the fifth corollary is, left to themselves, things tend to go from bad to worse. So you can see, we must each take responsibility and not be a part of the problem. I can't find the quote just now, but Nietzsche was certainly one who advocated expecting the worst to happen, with his ethos that we should welcome struggle and adversity as it makes us stronger and helps us experience a more intense life. He suggested that it would be better to be shocked when things turn out well. I think it is. I think that's true. I think the quote is in Thus Spoke Zarathustra, and it sounds a bit reminiscent, really, of Jesus urging that we should give and expect nothing in return. Although Christianity is about surrender, capitulation and weakening, while Zarathustra is about victory, strength and domination.
Yeah.
I found that quote from Zarathustra. I love him who is ashamed when the dice fall in his favour, and who then asketh, am I a dishonest player? For he is willing to succumb. Here we are in our pre-apocalyptical time bubble, to quote a term used by a journalist from the Guardian newspaper. We live in increasingly cynical times. There's an impending sense, now even spreading to mainstream popular culture, that our civilization is about to end. An old Chinese curse states, may you live in interesting times. We certainly do. Let's see now, what does this combination of factors signify? European birth rates at half replacement level, while the Third World continues to increase rapidly, despite the AIDS, increased mutagenic load leading to many serious defects, and low fertility, the spread of pollution throughout the planet, the acidification of the oceans, the climate change leading to inevitable war over such things as drinking water, which we have always taken for granted, the dropping world IQ, the loss of virtue and spirit being replaced by the materialist insanity of the rootless, identityless masses, and the increasing squander of the Earth's resources, which even NASA has observed means we have less than 10 years before our planet's environment becomes unsalvageable. There wouldn't be enough of the raw materials like iron ore left should civilization collapse and should we be returned to Stone Age conditions. All these things have been plundered from the planet. Species are going extinct at ever faster speeds. These are just some things I've thought of just now off the top of my head. But what is the cause of all this? Idiocy. The idiocy of our times. It's all the work of humans. Not a random asteroid colliding with the planet or a phase that the Earth is going through. Stupidity is the cause, full stop. If enough people could face up to this, perhaps the doom could be deterred. It sounds like a daunting task, but the thing to bear in mind is that little things can make a big difference. In fact, to turn the idea around, it's the sum of the little things humanity has been doing and are thinking they could get away with that has caused the problem in the first place. Behaviour or memes ripple outwards until a tipping point, a critical mass is reached, changing the world. I'm looking at that Murphy's Law book that I mentioned earlier. Murphy's Law is the idea that if anything can go wrong, it will. Here's something interesting I found in it. 1. If we lose much by having things go wrong, take all possible care. 2. If we have nothing to lose by change, relax. 3. If we have everything to gain by change, relax. 4. If it doesn't matter, it does not matter. I think I would take issue with number 3. If we have everything to gain by change, relax. I think if you actually have everything to gain by change, you should be trying to do whatever you can to bring about that change. If you do something that you're sure will meet with everyone's approval, somebody won't like it. Yeah, I think that's quite true. I do tend to try and find ways of putting the world to rights, discussing my ideas on how to improve the world, be it on forums or just with people that I know. And sometimes you might just really feel that you've got an answer, you've got the answer to it all, and that if only people all saw it that way, then the world would be transformed into being a wonderful place without any problems. Okay, I know that's totally utopian, and being a cynic, that's really not possible, but you get the drift. But the thing is that you get this idea that, yeah, I'm sure everyone should be able to understand this now when I explain it to them like that. It should just be so clear to everyone. But it really just is true that if you try and do something you're sure will meet with everyone's approval, there's always going to be some people who, for whatever irrational reasons, just won't like it. And that's just life. That could be connected with this idea. Society is a mule, not a car. If pushed too hard, it will kick and throw off its rider. Yes, that just sounds about right. In crises that force people to choose between various courses of action, most people will choose the worst possible one. This is really true when you think about global warming and just the way humans behave generally. It's just typical. People can just be relied upon to take the worst possible course of action. They just won't make the right decision at all. 1. Things will get worse before they get better. 2. Who said things would get better? There's a lot of accuracy to this statement, because with the situation you have now, a lot of people are just really complacent. And history has shown that things have to get really, really bad before, like people have to be eating out of bins before they decide that something's got to be done about this. And if there's any hope of anything getting better, things just have to be at rock bottom before humans will decide to do anything. It's really frustrating trying to hope that, try and get anything effective done in society when people generally have the attitude that I'm all right, Jack, and feel that there's just no necessity for them to get involved or do anything. It has to be a situation where people are really in a life and death crisis before people, on the whole, will do anything. Things are not perceived as being at that stage right now, and as I say, history has shown that things will have to get a lot worse. Just really as bad as you can imagine before there's any chance of things getting better. And as for that part, who said things would ever get better? We can't discount that either. Because humans just cock things up so badly that it would not be surprising if the whole planet was basically destroyed because of the kind of climate change. And even if things didn't actually destroy the planet itself, human life can be wiped out and civilization can just crumble. And it could get to the point where it just can't recover again. And society can just slip into a state of complete savagery, like the worst kind of war-torn countries that we have around the world today. And that's what you can expect to happen just from things like not noticing that the IQ level is falling and taking steps to prevent it, or caring about race and racial spirit and identity, which is the main reason why any society has got the kind of standards that make people want to cooperate with each other and be good to each other. So things are going to get a lot worse, and at that point they may continue to get worse or they may get better, but there's still hope. Here's another one. Every revolutionary idea in science, politics, art or whatever evokes three stages of reaction. They may be summed up by the three phrases. 1. It is impossible. Don't waste my time. 2. It is possible, but it's not worth doing. 3. I said it was a good idea all along. I can see where the influence for this idea came from. It's obviously Schopenhauer's idea that the truth goes through three stages. First, it is ridiculed. Second, it is violently opposed. And thirdly, it is accepted as self-evident. Seems like Schopenhauer was a bit of an optimist with this idea. He suggests that first the truth is ridiculed, and that's very often the case. And failing that, or following that rather, then it is violently opposed. But then Schopenhauer assumes that having gone through those two stages, that the truth will then be accepted as self-evident. Well, indeed, many truths do go through those stages. But to expect the human race to ever really see sense and see the main truths in life as being self-evident is really asking too much. The truth of any proposition has nothing to do with its credibility, and vice versa. Well, there you go, you see. People just don't give credibility to truth, and they're much more likely to believe really far-fetched nonsense, or just whatever suits them and makes them feel good. This is where Schopenhauer's stages come into play, with the truth being ridiculed and then violently opposed, and quite possibly never being considered to be at all self-evident. And it says here, the sum of the intelligence on the planet is a constant. The population is growing. And here's an interesting observation made by a liberal. That segment of the community with which one has the greatest sympathy as a liberal inevitably turns out to be one of the most narrow-minded and bigoted segments of the community. Now, isn't that what you should expect from the underdog? It wouldn't be realistic to expect any noble ideals from them now, would it? Nothing is ever accomplished by a reasonable man. That's a very wise observation. Yeah, when you think of history, and you think of all the men that have achieved great things, they generally are considered to be unreasonable people. Basically, they're extremists. It seems if you just have your own mind rather than following others, that is enough to be considered an extremist or unreasonable. A model citizen never protests and never tries to change the world. And who's best able to think of changes that could realistically stand a chance of helping avoid the apocalypse? The ever-optimistic utopianist, who always sees the best in people and is sure things are on the up? Or might it be the cynic, who is fully aware of human failings and expects hard times ahead? Just because you don't have rose-tinted spectacles, it doesn't mean that you're a defeatist. We'll be right back.
lasting toys. Close on we at, for we'll be lower.
sometimes things in life are bad. They can really make you mad. Other things just make you swear and curse. When you're chewing on life's gristle, don't grumble, give a whistle. And this'll help things turn out for the best. And always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life. If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten, and that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. When you're feeling in the dumps, don't be silly chumps, just purse your lips and whistle, that's the thing. Hey,
always look on the bright side of life.
Come on.
Always look on the bright side of life.
For life is quite absurd, and death's the final word. You must always face the curtain with a bow. Forget about your scene, give the audience a grin. Enjoy it, it's your last chance anyhow.
So always look on the bright side of death. Just before you draw your terminal breath.
Life's a piece of shit. When you look at it, life's a laugh and death's a joke, it's true. You'll see it's all a show, keep them laughing as you go. Just remember that the last laugh is on you. And
always look on the bright side of life. Always look on.
Records available in the foyer. Some of us got to live as well, you know. All right, it's a lot. Let's get this place up there. Change his mantle within 3 weeks. What do you think pays for this rubbish? Never make the money back, you know. I told him. I said to him, Bernie, I said, they'll never make that money back.